May I speak the word of the Lord to Emmaus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The Lord to Emmaus, a journey from despair to hope. The Lord to Emmaus is one of the favorite stories of the post-Easter Jesus to many Christians, including myself. It comes with some humor, especially when Brother Luke narrates where the two disciples were talking about these things. They were joined by Jesus of Nazareth and asked, "What are these things you are talking about?" Looking at him with sadness and disappointment, they asked, "Have you been in Jerusalem alone, or are you a visitor?" Clueless that it was Jesus of Nazareth. Cleopas, who did not know who is talking to, responds by telling the story of Jesus of Nazareth to Jesus of Nazareth. When we moved here, my family and myself, to Huntsville, and my wife Julia got a job at H&H, on her first day, she got a Kenyan CNA lady working there. Without much introductions, the lady was so excited that another Kenyan has joined her to work in HMH, and she started to narrate to my wife about a couple that recently relocated to Huntsville, and the name is Joseph and Julia. Joseph is a priest. They got two sons. The wife came here pregnant, and recently they got a baby girl, and continued on and on and on. Looking at her, not with sadness and disappointment, but with excitement of all the good things that she said, she told the lady, "That Julia is me. And that Joseph is my husband, and that Joseph is a priest." The lady was deeply surprised and confused that she talked to someone about her story, her life and her family, clueless of who she was. That lady made our first Kenyan friend here in Huntsville. Oh, she is even now. The journey to Emmaus is a constant reminder of our spiritual journey, our life's journey, our journey of faith. Christ has called us to walk in this life, not alone, but in the fellowship of believers. You are not walking alone, but in the fellowship of believers and Jesus himself. Cleopas was not walking alone, but in the fellowship with another disciple, and Jesus joined them in that walk. They did not recognize that it was Jesus, but he was there. Jesus walks with us. Sometimes we may not see, sometimes we may not know, but we are not walking alone in the journey of our faith. You are not alone. And please, be not alone. God has given you brothers and sisters, the church family. Do not isolate yourself or walk alone. The fellowship of believers, united by the love of Christ, attracts the presence of God. God joins us. the time we are walking together in love and faith. Matthew 18, 20. For where two or three are gathered, I am in their midst. During the breaking of the bread in the Holy Eucharist, the celebrants say, draw near with faith. And the people say, Christ is the host and we are his guests. It is very exciting to know that all the time we come to the church, we are hosted by Christ and we are always his guests. The risen Christ is an ever-present host of his guests in the fellowship of believers. Come to the church every Sunday and be hosted by Christ. He is always present. We are always his guests. Whenever we meet in the afternoon fellowship, and hey, brethren, I bring you greetings from the Swahili service. We always remind ourselves that we are all guests for Christ, and he is here as our host. One homeless man came to a church where I was the pastor, and for 3 years he came. Before he spoke to anybody about his homeless situation, when he finally spoke to me about it, I asked him, and how did you come to the church all that time and never asked for help? The answer was, when I came to this church for the first Sunday, there is this brother John who shared his life story with me about his chronic illness. And I felt sad for him, but encouraged that my homeless situation is temporary and another brother is going through a problem that needs more help than I do. My brothers and sisters, no matter the problem, sadness, disappointment and pain, there is always an encouragement in the fellowship of brothers where Christ shows up as the host. The name Emmaus is likely derived from the Hebrew chamath or hamath, meaning hot spring or warm bath, implying a place of healing. The road to Emmaus represents a profound spiritual experience, moving from blindness, hopelessness, and a downcast spirit to a heart burning within with understanding and faith. When Cleopas was narrating to Jesus of Nazareth the story of Jesus of Nazareth, according to Luke, he used the most heartbreaking words in the entire gospel. But we had hoped. He was the one who would redeem Israel. But we had hoped. Deep disappointment of a future that is not to be, of a dream shattered, a promise that created faith but now have proved false, a future that is cut off, crossed, irrelevant, and dead. My brothers and sisters, life can present that sore experience, painful and disappointing, heartbreaking, hopelessness, name them. Most of us have ever experienced or known these feelings at some point in our lives. Or we could be feeling like now. Sure enough, the Lord adds with rejoicing and excitement, sadness to joy, disappointment to encouragement, heartbreaking to burning heart, death to resurrection. It becomes a journey of from despair to hope. Christ has risen, and with him we are not alone. Our journey is that of faith, full of hope. Resurrection changed everything, yet did not take away human suffering and life challenges. The first Christians faced persecution and martyrdom, yet they were strong and full of hope. Our post-Easter world is threatened by pandemic, climate change, violence, poverty, discrimination, bad governance and war, and intolerance. Yet, resurrection and hope lives on, and a better future beckons. You will note again, according to Luke, upon arrival at Emmaus, Jesus broke the bread for the two disciples, and their eyes were opened and recognized him. They immediately turned, and in the night they went back to Jerusalem to tell to other disciples that Christ is risen and that he has revealed himself to them on their way to Emmaus. Jesus, who left, the disciples who left Jerusalem sad and disappointed, came back transformed, full of joy and hope. They came back to share with the other disciples. They left heartbroken in Jerusalem. It is our Christian duty to share the message of hope to the heartbroken, the world full of need, and to the downcast in the spirit. Faith is grown more by sharing. Let us make more disciples by sharing with everyone around us about the message of hope in a hopeless world, a message of faith in a world full of fear, the story of the risen Christ, who replaces our despair with hope. Amen.